Mad Marv's Notebook for December 4th, Dog Days of Podcasting, Advent Edition 2017. Well, my diet is not going too well. I think I've gained 3 pounds in the last day or so, up to 301. Obviously, it must just be a whole bunch of water. I'm not sure if I'm taking in that much more salt, but obviously something. It's something. So, let's see. To catch up on work, things are not necessarily slowing down like I would have hoped for our year end. I got one or two big projects that have deadlines in this month, and a bunch of little projects that may have deadlines, but I won't know because it's always a last minute thing. But I know I got two small projects that have some kind of deadline in this month, and there's a whole bunch of other projects that are just trudging along. Kind of in the background, not exactly back burner, but it's gonna probably come up in the beginning of the new year. So this is the time of year when I would have normally spent a little bit of time, not necessarily experimenting, but kind of preparing. If things slow down, you have a little bit more time to do more development work on professional side. This is where I would normally play with new software and new technology, but not right now, and not with the workload in front of me anyway. Not sure if I'm going to have that much time to do that this year. Let's see, the office has a few things going on for the holidays. This is the first time I've seen them kind of do a tree decorating contest. It's one per department, so civil department, architectural, mechanical / electrical, I don't even remember what all the departments are. They had to double up on some. I know admin and construction management are going together. Is structural and mechanical teaming up? Because they're relatively small departments. Maybe they are, but I know architectural has a tree to their own, and we have a tree to our own. And all of this has to be decorated in the next couple of days. So I'm not sure what the plan is, if we really have a plan. Pretty sure it's all going to come down to everybody grab a bunch of spare ornaments and bring it in and see whose looks the best, and we'll throw it on the tree. So the funny thing is that we put all the trees out in the front, right up at the front door to our office, and it's getting a little crowded now. And I can only imagine what's going to happen once everything gets decorated. Things are going to be a lot more cramped, and if that stays there for probably three weeks, it's going to be interesting. Did I mention that there's no fire sprinklers in the building? Not that it's a fire hazard to have those trees lit up like that, but could be interesting or not. Architects at least have had some good humor in their decoration so far. They drew a work line around their tree to kind of delineate their project limits. Just put some tape and some signs up. They haven't actually started decorating the tree yet. I think, mechanical / structural, they've put a layer of frosting on the tree. Civil hasn't done anything yet, and neither has the admin. I have more stuff to talk about on that part tomorrow. Otherwise, what else has happened between Dragon Con and now? I know I got a new phone. I'm talking on a Moto X4. It's a fairly cheap mid-range phone. I got it because it was a pretty good deal. I think this one's made to work with the Google's Project Fi, so it's an unlocked phone and can operate on two different carrier bands. So I know Project Fi partners with Sprint and T-Mobile, whichever carrier happens to have the better signal at the time, it'll jump on that network. So it's a pretty cheap way to get cell phone service, and this phone was about a $400 phone. It came down from a Nexus 6, 6-inch screen. This Moto X4 is a 4-point-something decent-sized screen, but definitely smaller, fits in the hand a bit better, but overall not much to say about it, except for the Motorola gestures. I found those really convenient right off from the first day. The double shake to activate a flashlight, and the double flick of the wrist to activate the camera, even when the screen is powered off. I think I've had this phone for a bit over a month now. I haven't really tested how well or how long the battery lasts. I've always kept clipped close to my desk or to my car charger, so I've never really taken it down below 50%. One of these days I probably should. You know, if only just to see how long the battery will last in case I go out of the office and don't have my battery, spare battery or battery charger with me, just to see how long it'll work when it gets into battery saver mode. That shouldn't be too much of a problem, though. Not in the foreseeable future, anyway. Well, I talked for 5 minutes already. Okay, I think that's long enough. I'll talk to you tomorrow.